Recently, parts of two spillways at California's massive Oroville Dam, the nation's tallest, crumbled in heavy rains. The damage sparked the evacuation of nearly 200,000 people. Built in 1968, Oroville holds back a reservoir containing more than 1 trillion gallons of water, supplying farms and cities across the state. The problems at Lake Oroville raise serious questions about dam infrastructure in California and around the nation. Martin McCann is director and founder of Stanford University's National Performance of Dams program. He joins us now from the Stanford campus in Palo Alto, California. Martin, welcome to Here and Now, and start with the dam. At this point, how much do we know really about what went wrong there?
Well, I think really knowing what happened and why is going to take some forensics evaluations and really looking into everything from the construction, the design, the operation over its lifetime, and then, of course, the details of the event itself.
Some California environmental groups had warned that these spillways were not adequate, particularly the emergency spillway at Oroville. Didn't they have a point?
Well, they certainly had a point in the sense of the adequacy with regard to dealing with flows over the spillway, and their implication was that they would be damaged and the project may suffer considerable damage. You know, this event, the fact that it was the first to flow over the spillway and the flow rates were so low actually really emphasizes their point.
Now, that dam is more than 50 years old, as are more than half of California's nearly 1,600 dams. Does that make these dams more likely to have serious problems like we saw at Oroville?
Well, certainly conventional wisdom would suggest that. But that being said, dams actually perform well, even in advanced age, so to speak. What does change over time are our understanding of how dams will perform, our sense of what is adequate changes, and certainly things deteriorate over time. So my view is even a relatively young dam, 10, 15 years old, still needs a lot of attention, a lot of due diligence in terms of inspections, keeping up with maintenance, identifying potential failure modes that may be appearing, and dealing with them in a timely manner.
Let's talk about the potential seriousness of what might have happened if there had been a massive failure at the dam beyond the spillways. We're talking about loss of life in the thousands, potentially.
Certainly the implication that nearly 200,000 people had to be evacuated would suggest that a lot of people would have been at risk. Experience suggests that with ample warning, people do get out of the way of floods. But certainly in this case, the expectation would be that a large population would have been at risk had the dam failed.
Martin, high-hazard dams are supposed to be inspected yearly, but the San Francisco Chronicle reports that as of October 2015, about a dozen high-hazard dams had gone more than 2 years between inspections. Doesn't that worry you?
It does a little bit. There are nuances, frankly, to that data. For instance, you know, should they be inspected within exactly 12 months or any time within the year? So in general, yes, they should definitely be inspected every year. I did see that report. I don't know if it's an accounting detail or whether they're truly way over their inspection interval.
I live in California when I'm not on the road for work. And, you know, my family prepares for earthquakes. We have some emergency plans and blankets and food like many, many Californians. And cities help with that preparation. Where does California rank when it comes to emergency plans for dams and flooding? And should the state do more?
Well, I don't know where they rank numerically with regard to emergency action plans. I can say that the country as a whole has struggled with this. You know, it is recommended that high and significant hazard dams have emergency action plans, and we're not doing good enough in California or in the country as a whole. And the emergency action plan is only part of the problem. It has to be developed, obviously. It has to be shared with the community, county emergency managers, and it has to be shared with the public so that the public understands where their neighborhoods are relative to the inundation area. So there's really a lot that needs to be done in terms of making a community safe so that families can protect themselves.
So in your view, California has a pretty good dam safety program, but where can the state improve and what can other states around the nation learn from that?
I think the Oroville event for California in particular, and really for the nation as a whole, is going to teach us some lessons here and really make us reflect on the job we're doing in dam safety. And I suspect that we're going to see improvements as a result of understanding what exactly happened and why. I think we'll see improvements in our inspection processes. Yeah. I think we'll see improvements in decision-making with regard to dam safety modifications that get made, whether it's a spillway like we had at Oroville or other aspects of dam projects.
So increased vigilance with a little extra money for more maintenance?
Definitely more money for maintenance and for making what we call dam safety modifications, where a real major structural change has to be made to dams. There's a great need for that. But I think also in terms of our general practices, I think we're going to learn some lessons here, some of which are yet to be uncovered, that will change the way we do business.
That's Martin McCann, director and founder of Stanford University's National Performance of Dams program. He also teaches civil and environmental engineering at Stanford. Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you.